Well, normally before I do a dream talk, I not rehearse it in my head, but I just try to remember everything I do in the dream, but today I didn't, so it's just going to be a mess. So, the dream, I believe, starts out taking place while my family was on vacation. I think about a week ago, I got back from vacation on, what would that have been? Not sure. Saturday? I don't know. I just remember I got back and then had to go straight to work, so it kind of sucked, but, The dream starts out and it's like, it's like a tropical environment and it's Aiden's birthday. Like we're trying to, stepbrother Aiden, we're trying to do something for his birthday. And the idea is we're going to go find a place with alcohol and we're going to go find a place to gamble. And we're on like this tropical resort. So the setting, tropical. It's a clear sky, sun's out, but we're on like this, it's like a beachfront. So imagine there's a beach and then there's a boardwalk above it that's like terraced, but it's like, it's very hard to see, but it's like, there's people on the beachfront and then there's piers that go over and we're walking under them. But then directly to the right of it is like this labyrinth building. Like it's right on the beachfront and it's like a 10 feet straight up on the boardwalk and we like walk in through it. It was pretty cool looking. But yeah, we're out there like hanging out and then we're like, okay, let's go find this stuff. So we go into this like labyrinth. I mean, it was really like a labyrinth. We would walk in through one door and it'd be like a shop. And then we take a left and go through a small door and then we would go to another place. So we're like moving through and it's kind of almost a Star Wars-y vibe. Like there was like slide doors, I think. And it had like that, that 70s, I remember like there being carpet on the ceiling. Like it wasn't very, it was very cozy. There's not a lot of room to move and everyone was Asian for some reason too. But yeah, we're moving through these labyrinths and we're looking for, like, we find places to, it might have been pool. No, it was, okay, this is what it was. It was like some form of gambling game, but like, I remember I remember being hunched over. I think it was just small, but we were moving through. There was no signs, nothing. This wouldn't have passed OSHA regulations. But we move into this room that I remember had a green ceiling, like a very, very short carpet green ceiling. And there was like a vestibule to enter this room. The door slid open and there was like a 4-foot wall. And then the rest of it was like this metal fence that you could see into it. And then behind it, you could see into this room and there was like these tables with the gambling game being played. And it was like almost like Mahjong, maybe. Like, it looked like they were playing. It looked like they were playing with galactic credits. Like, they were playing with these metal gold pieces, all this stuff. And then behind the counter, there was a counter on the left-hand side that was, like, looked like a bar counter, but it was, like, also had this metal, it also had that metal on it. And, behind that, there was, like, chips and, money. So like I'm assuming that's where the house person sat. And then we also found the beers. We're like, sweet, we found everything we need, cool. And then we immediately leave. And then the rest of the trip is like me walking around the beach looking for stuff to do. And then we were like back at our hotel and there was these, it was me and my girlfriend and my little brother, but then there was these other two women, like girls, like a little bit younger, but they were like around us all the time. And I don't want to say this, but I feel like there was, like, weird sexual stuff going on between them. But I don't remember anything. I just feel like it was a weird thing in the air about them. But they were, that was, like, another part of the dream. Nothing really crazy about it. Just, like, a hotel room with these women. And then us staying in it. And then this part of the dream kind of ended with us, like, walking along the beach. And I don't know if we were, like, a part of an excursion or what, but we decided to leave. And we were like, yeah, let's abandon this. Let's go back to wherever we want to do. We're bored. And I, like, it was just, like, there was just, like, nudity. Like, a lot of nudity I remember seeing. But, like, nobody noticed sort of nudity. So it was like, okay, that's cool. But we walk back through this room, and then we're inside the movie theater in Council Bluffs where I live. And I see people that I know, like, standing in the middle of this movie, like, the lobby of the movie theater. And then the dream cuts off. That's the end of the dream. And I might have woken up, but I fell back asleep. And it's a different dream started where I think it tagged onto the last one. There was this pre-made notion in my head in this dream that I invited my friend Owen and his girlfriend, as well as my friend Emma, from school to my job. So I wanted them to come over. I work with the post office. And in my dream, I was like, I want you guys to come, like, on a ride-along or something like that. I was like, you guys should come on a ride-along. And so, evidently, I had done this before because Owen and his girlfriend come, and I'm like, hey, I'm not done organizing it yet. Last time you guys came, I was already done organizing. So, it was easier to get out and you guys come with. But, like, do you guys want to wait, like, an hour? And they're like, yeah, sure, man. We're just going to go hang out over here. And I was like, cool. And then Emma shows up. And then I, like, hail her over. I'm like, hey, come here. I'm doing this. And then I asked my supervisor, Sydney, I'm like, is it cool if I, like, have, like, a shadow day? Like, she's my friend, and I wanted to show her what I do. Is it cool if she just, like, comes with me? And she was like, I don't see why not, but you got to go ask JR, the postmaster. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to stay here for a second. I got to go ask this guy. And I'm like, hey, what's up? Do you mind if I, take my friend Emma on a ride-along? Or no, I don't think I said my friend Emma. I was like, you think I'd take my friend on a ride-along? And he was like, yeah, man, no problem. And I was like, oh, it's a she. And he went, oh. Come here real quick. And we both, like, walk into the bathroom, and he's like, you know, it's not a big deal, but... And he kept hitting, like, the... like, the sigh of, like, I'm gonna say something that you won't like. So he just kept... He did, like, three big... He's like... You know, and then he, like, basically, we don't know if you guys are gonna go out and fuck. We can't have that. And I was like, bro, she's my friend. It's chill. And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. So I went back out, and I was like, Emma, don't think you can come. And then she was like, oh, that's okay. That was pretty much the end of it. But, yeah, I just thought that was kind of a funny, like, a funny sequence of dreams. But, yeah, I don't know where I was going with this. Now, I just remember there was this girl on the beach, and she was, like, with her boyfriend or husband, and she was wearing, like, okay, that's a good little, we're going back even farther, one more dream. I had this dream a few days ago and didn't record it. But I was working as, like, a car I don't know the word for it is, a detailer? Like, a person that goes in and maybe just a car cleaner. I don't know. I was cleaning these people's car, and I think I was filling their gas. So I was in, like, the back seat slash, like, had the back door open, and I was filling their gas at the same time as cleaning. And the wife was, like, in the front seat breastfeeding. And I'm looking over at her, like, see a perfect, like, nipple, boob, whatever. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, I shouldn't look. And she didn't notice I looked. So I'm like, I'm just going to finish my work. But then afterwards, I think her, like, husband's inside or something. But she's like, do not, like, whatever you do, do not look up here. do not look, like, she doesn't know that I looked up there before, but she's, like, starting to breastfeed. She's like, do not look up here. Whatever you do, do not look. And, like, in the dream, I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, I could, like, feel it in the, like, my head was cranking to the left trying to get another peek. Like, I was like, do not look. And I'd, like, my head would, like, cock, like, my veins would be popping in my neck. And then I'd snap back to the, to forward facing. And I was like, fuck, I gotta see it again. I got a taste of it, you know? So I was like, oh, I gotta get another taste. But we gotta, so, you know, I gotta start learning things from these dreams. What do these dreams mean? Maybe I'm just horny. But I don't know. I don't wake up feeling that way. Also, my another, like, whose boob, what, like, when did I see full-on breasts? Like, it's one of those things where, like, you only see things, and that's not true. You see shit that's in your dreams that you've never seen in real life. I think it's just faces. Can I wonder if you're, that's what they say, right? Is there anything backing that? You guys should let me know, because they say you only see people that you've seen in real life in your dreams. If that is the case, are you only able to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen this building, like, that stuff. Where did that come from, is what, like, I'm thinking. Like, is it an amalgamation? Is my brain just building stuff? Which makes sense. Like, maybe I've seen bits and pieces of this room, and then my brain made it up into a big room. But you could say the same thing about people's faces. Because, theoretically, you could make somebody new in your head that has pieces of faces of people you already know. If that's the case. Because, like, I haven't seen things get, like, buildings get blown up in real life. But I feel like in my dreams I've seen shit get blown up. Which is kind of weird. But, yeah, I wonder if the same goes for boobs. Like, if it is it the boobs you've seen in real life, are those the only ones you're able to see in dreams? Or, like, actually, I guess I have seen pornography before. So, I, you know what? Never mind. I guess a boob from pornography could cross over. My bad, guys. Didn't mean for that to go that way. Well, I'm at work now. Just drove to work while talking. So, I'll catch you guys later.